Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Enteen. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday the 16th of January and ending on Sunday the 22nd of January. And let me just say that I have recorded a separate podcast for the Aquarius New Moon, which arrives on Saturday the 21st, so you can hear all about that. I did that because this week has a lot of things happening. Wednesday the 18th, Mercury goes direct in Capricorn. And then on Friday the 20th, the Sun enters Aquarius. And then the new moon comes, and finally, for the big finale, actually, end of the week, Uranus goes direct at 5:59 p.m. and gives us full forward motion. For, as I said on the moon podcast, you've definitely got two full months of all direct to start out your projects and a little bit more on either side. February and March, just a little bit on January, and then a little bit in the beginning of April before the first Mercury retrograde, which is later April the 21st. So we already have Mars direct, yippee, but it will be the 24th before Mars gets off 8 degrees of Gemini. Oh, 8 degrees of Gemini, you were so important to us this year. And then Mars will be up to speed, its normal speed, on the 28th. So that's next week. Both of these are happening, not this week. And then to get through all of those degrees of the retrograde, which began at 25 degrees of Gemini, it will be the 17th of March. Yeah. So, anyway, but it is direct, and that's the good news. You may have felt it. Some people will feel it more than others because of being an Aries or an Aries rising. And some, like me, had it on a direct angle. Mine was the midheaven of my chart, so I felt it jazzed up the day instantly. It was amazing how many communications and things and writing and all of that had to be done. So, but Monday the 16th, we begin the week with the moon in Scorpio in the fourth quarter phase as we're headed toward a new moon. So we're starting to look at processing and getting rid of and clearing and what doesn't work, you know. And so moon in Scorpio is the great detective. And it needs to find out what's not working, what's not in control. But this morning of the 16th, it is opposing retrograde still, almost stationary, Uranus in Taurus, 10:17 a.m. And then it will square the moon, the moon will square Venus in Aquarius at 2:09 p.m. So it's having a rough time, especially if it's dealing with people involving finance, because those qualities, Scorpio and Taurus, are about finance. One is shared resources and the stuff you get from banks and insurance companies and stuff like that. And Taurus is your personal finances, and they're at odds and in opposition completely, 10:17 a.m. And then Venus rules money. So the moon in Scorpio square Venus in Aquarius is, you know, definitely disagreements about what the future Aquarius should do with shared resources or loans, inheritance, insurance, and income tax. After 2:09 p.m. on Monday, you can get a powerful download of psychic information. Trust that, because it's moon in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces for the rest of Monday in the Eastern time zone, ending at 12:48 a.m. Tuesday Eastern. So 9:48 p.m. Pacific time. So you've got that, but then you get an obstacle quickly again with the moon in Scorpio square to Saturn in Aquarius after that almost 1 a.m. on Tuesday in the Eastern time zone until 2:27 a.m. Tuesday morning. So that you could still be up in the Pacific time. That would be 11:27 p.m. So, you know, if you had gotten some wonderful download of, you know, we could do this and it'll be great. Don't tell anybody because they'll say no with the moon square Saturn. Waking up on the Eastern time zone, moon in Scorpio on Tuesday is sextile the sun in Capricorn. So now the green lights are there. And then until 9:27 a.m., Scorpio moon, sextile Pluto in Capricorn. So you want to talk about it? Talk now. You want to email someone about it or text someone about it? That's a good time to do it. Void, of course, Scorpio moon will enter Sagittarius on Tuesday at 12:33 p.m. and have this happy trine to Sag's ruler, Jupiter in Aries, until 6:41 p.m. You want to get some things done? Boy, you've got energy to do it, definitely, and good results coming from it. If you want to take a little journey, that's a good time to do it. But after 6:41 p.m., Moon in Sag is opposing Mars in Gemini until 2:39 a.m. on Wednesday. So arguments, forest versus the trees. I want to go on these little tangents. And I want to get there already. Those kinds of oppositions. But it could get heated, definitely, with the fire sign and Mars in opposition. And Gemini could be heated words. All right, so Wednesday morning, the great magic moment occurs. So even on that Tuesday, we must know that Tuesday, Mercury has stationed. It is not moving, according to our perspective, looking at it. So that whole day of Tuesday, you've got a lot of people who aren't in their mind functioning and operating at all. Pretty much. So you better be aware of that as you're out there, especially doing that happy moon trine Jupiter journey, because it does come into, you know, a time that could have heavy traffic in the East Coast. Mercury goes direct at 8:12 a.m. on Wednesday. You know, hurrah. It's, you know, people, it always makes me laugh, people who say it's not, there's nothing to it. I mean, I like always laugh because they're always complaining at the next moment of losing something or not finding the right directions or whatever. But even when we're in direct motion, as you know, we will not be up to speed right away, just as we weren't up to speed right away with Mars. For this particular Mercury direct, it will be pretty much the 24th when it goes up to speed, which is coincidentally or not the same day that Mars gets off 8 degrees of Gemini. And that is going to also be, we're going to have to look back here and say, oh, Mercury retrograde. When will you come out of Capricorn? And that won't be until the 11th of February. And Mercury's retrograde started in December. And so it has to really get close to the end. You know, it may be out of the shadow around the 9th of February, but it doesn't leave the sign and enter a different sign until the 11th of February. So, but we can cautiously start looking at the different way we're looking at things or thinking about things, and things must have changed during that retrograde. Whatever they did, wherever they did, change for you. That's what you're processing and starting to look at whatever it was in a new way. What house was that Mercury in for you? You know, that's the house that is where this emphasis fell. I can tell you, I can see mine so clearly. It's amazing. And I'm so glad that it's going direct now, because I have a book to launch, and that is going to help me tremendously. This was in my house of creative expression. So it was taking me on these incredible winding roads, and curveballs were being being thrown at me as I tried to pitch, but wonderful, actually, absolutely wonderful, different, a whole different way of moving forward has arrived. And, you know, by the time I get into like the early part of February, I will be full speed and ready to announce some things. And if you're interested in finding out about this book, I have an author page on Facebook now, Shelley Antine Author. I'm going to be starting to put some stuff in there. Once Mercury goes direct on the 18th, I'll be putting in some posts. You'll hear me read the beginning of the book and that kind of thing. So I'm telling you this partly because I'm giving you an example of what it is to have the Mercury go direct, and you don't do the full tilt, whatever it was, until you get to that point where it's up to speed and it's through the shadow. But you start gradually processing and moving forward with the new thoughts. All right, so that's how it's going to look for me. But again, where was it in your chart? Where was Capricorn? Most of Capricorn in your chart. That's where Mercury was retrograding. On Wednesday, with Mercury retrograde, it's also not moving, so people are still not really paying attention. So you need to be the one that's paying attention. We have a Sun-Pluto conjunction at 9:44 a.m. on Wednesday the 18th. So there's going to be some heavy-duty news about authorities in the outer world. And also we may be thinking about meeting with an authority. It should go well on Wednesday, despite the fact that Mercury may have some complications still, because the moon in Sag is sextal Venus in Aquarius until 10:05 p.m. Hooray! You know, we had that beautiful trine to Jupiter. Now we've got a sextal. It's helpful opportunities. And it's to a money planet, but it's also to people who want to help you with your future, Aquarius. So that's a very good day to be moving out into the realm of communications and contacting. And again, Venus and Aquarius electronically, if you wish, and planting some of your seeds, right? Giving some of your philosophy with the moon in Sagittarius, which is the philosopher. After 10:05 p.m. Wednesday, Moon square Neptune, just relax, you know. And if you're in the West Coast, you're already inundated in the north with water, but this is serious water travel issues with Moon and Sag square Neptune until 3:17 a.m. Eastern, which is 12:17 a.m. Pacific time, so late night. Be careful. And it's also a time to be careful not to be too idealistic. You know, this is a great aspect for people to come in with this, you know, crazy stuff, but you believe it kind of energy. Be careful during that square. And we come down to Earth. It's okay. We get past this, 3:17 a.m. on Thursday morning, and we get to get a sextile to Saturn. Anybody going to bring you down to Earth? It's going to be Saturn. So Saturn in Aquarius until 5:09 a.m. Maybe in your dreams you get some wisdom download. Waking up with a void of course moon in Sagittarius, ready to romp and gallop, and nothing stopping it. Moon will enter Capricorn at 2:11 p.m., and that will go into a square to Jupiter in Aries at 8:29 p.m., which is, you know, let us remember that the moon is instinctive, and the instinctive feelings of the moon, responses and reactions are conservative and cautious. And I want to be thought of as the authority. I have a moon in Capricorn. I must hold that authority position. And it's got Jupiter in Aries to deal with. And Jupiter's expanding in me. And the, you know, let's go, let's do it, we'll count the cost later. And that is completely not the same as what is on the instinctive level of a moon in Capricorn, right? So, keeping that in mind, we try not to engage into too much conflict there. After 8:29, moon in Capricorn will go to the conjunction to Mercury in Capricorn, 3:30 a.m. on Friday. So you've got somebody to talk to about it that thinks like you. In fact, your thoughts and your feelings are, you know, in total connection. So, and at that same, just prior to moment, 3:30 a.m. and a couple of seconds earlier, you've got the sun entering Aquarius. So here again, the game changed. You know, it's interesting when you're dealing again with authorities, the sun represents those people. So when you were dealing with a Capricorn authority, you were dealing with a highly conservative authority. But if you're going to authorities while the sun is in Capricorn, you may get, you know, cautious replies. But when the sun enters Aquarius, you've got somebody with, you know, very fixed points of view of their own. However, they are looking for new and exciting and innovative and independent thinking, etc. and so forth. So this is where you're in the realm now if you're looking at approaching that solar authority. After the conjunction to Mercury, Moon in Capricorn goes to a trine to stationary Uranus and Taurus until 1:55 p.m. It's looking good. Again, sun entered Aquarius. You can see some beneficial, possible changing going on, particularly in finance, but also real estate or, you know, matters that have to do with your possessions and such. From there, we get the moon in Capricorn in sextile to Neptune and Pisces for the rest of Friday, the 20th, and until 3:01 a.m. on Saturday, the 21st. So now you have a soft energy. You've got the edges don't seem as rough and sharp. People are more mellow. That was a word in the days of the hippies. It was all mellow. And you know, you have a nice evening if you want to be dining and stuff like that. It's very nice. It's a wonderful candlelight and music dining kind of an evening. Saturday the 21st, the last moon in Capricorn is the conjunction to Pluto at 10:52 a.m. Again, this can be a positive thing if people are working on the same project with the same thoughts in mind. But it can also represent someone becoming obsessive because their instinctive feelings are going so full tilt in one direction that they can't let go of that idea. 10:52 a.m., void of course, moon after that until moon enters Aquarius at 1:29 p.m. Saturday, and you go right into your new moon, 3:53 p.m. Okay, so I told you all about it, and I'm very happy to see most of what I saw in that forecast. So I think we're on a gentle entry. I mean, we're getting ready for eclipses, and I'm getting ready to speak about them on that Friday the 20th for Asheville Friends of Astrology. So I've been looking at these eclipses starting in April for the first solar, but we're still here in January, and we're easing on in with some great aspects for this moon. And this is, again, time for you to be setting your intentions about the future, about your groups and friends, affiliations with both, and your independence, your uniqueness, your inventiveness, all of that. And the first aspect, which is in the chart, you'll hear, moon in Aquarius is sextile Jupiter in Aries until 8:09 p.m. Once again, there's huge waves of optimism and also huge waves of independence with Aries sextile to Aquarius, right? So we can have a really good time with networking that afternoon and evening as the moon starts to come out of the new moon phase, and even more so after 8:09 p.m. Eastern as the moon trines Mars in Gemini until 3:02 a.m. Eastern. So that's great. That's great electronic communications time, definitely. And if you need to talk about something and you want to get somewhere, especially Aquarian things like what's going on in the future, you'll get some backup and you'll feel like you've made some progress. Okay. And then the 22nd, you do get a square. Now we're having some difficulty on the 22nd. Moon square Uranus in Taurus until 12:49. So be careful and don't try to push things. Go with the flow. If you possibly can, be in alignment with the now moment and don't get into discordant issues. Venus is also conjunct Saturn in Aquarius until 5:13 p.m. Now, this is where you could get some pairing up of someone who you need to help you with your goals and someone who can really steer you in the right directions. But in the interpersonal realms, a Venus-Saturn is kind of a negative, not too cozy feeling, and particularly in this icy air of Aquarius, not so nice. 5:13 p.m. that comes in. Uranus going direct at 5:59 p.m. And Uranus never goes that fast anyway, so it's not like it's going to be a big burst. But what you will know if you're an Aquarian or you have Aquarius rising is, oh, wow, I think they unlocked the door. I can get out now. You will definitely start to feel the air of Aquarius start moving, and we'll all be bringing forward some of those wonderful flashes of intuition and insight that we may have had. We'll start to be processing those in the outer world now. Right? And the moon, unfortunately, is going conjunction Saturn until 4:24 a.m. on Monday. So, you know, again, this can be a real downer. Like, you know, moon Saturn, you know, you were very high, you know, with the Sagittarius energies and the beginning of the transit with Aquarius moon and Jupiter and Mars. And now, ba-boom, you know, it doesn't look like it's going my way anymore. Well, you need to lift on out of that. Don't let yourself dwell there too much. Use that Saturn to just allow some practical insights to come in. Moon goes on to join Venus at 5:19 a.m. Monday. That's the note it ends on. So that's what we rest in, is the powerful energy of a Moon Venus, which is both loving but in Aquarius, friendship, and, you know, feeling much better about it all until the Moon enters Pisces. And that's not happening until just after midday on Monday. So you have more time with the Venus energy than you had with the Saturn. And that's the good news, right? And that's your news for the week. And what we have coming up for the following week, which is your first week, full week in all forward motion, you know, things that we will be talking about will be aspects, daily aspects, as we go into, you know, we're in the first quarter, waxing moon, but we will have a sign change, and it's Venus. Venus will enter Pisces, where she is said to be exalted on the 26th. So there you have it. Best wishes for all the aspects of every week, and I'll say goodbye for now.